the delegation of Niger to the second cycle of the UPR. As a fellow climate change vulnerable country, my delegation understands the challenges and constraints faced by Niger, particularly the adverse impact of climate change-induced desertification. We are also cognizant of the serious security challenges experienced by Niger with terrorist groups such as the Boko Haram. It is highly commendable that despite these serious challenges and constraints, Niger remains steadfast in promoting and protecting human rights. It is in this regard that we recommend that Niger continue to engage its regional and international partners with the view of seeking technical and other assistance toward its full compliance with its human rights treaty obligations. We also recommend that it continue to uphold and respect human rights standards and obligations as it pursues counter-terrorist operations. My delegation welcomes Niger's ratification of several international human rights treaties. We recognize its strengthened domestic normative framework in the establishment of institutions in pursuing human rights promotion and protection. We encourage Niger to continue to pursue its efforts towards the ratification of other international human rights treaties that it is not yet a state party. We recommend that Niger consider ratifying ILO Convention 189. We appreciate Niger's efforts towards abolition of death penalty, including its recent decision to abolish death penalty for minor offenders. We also acknowledge its policies and programs to combat trafficking in persons and slavery. We, however, remain concerned about the deaths of migrants who are victims of human smuggling. We commend Niger on continuing to welcome refugees and migrants despite its resource constraints. We appreciate in particular its policy of providing refugee and migrant equal access to health, education, decent work, and other social services. Finally, Mr. Vice President, we wish Niger a successful review. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.